was playing baseball for Upper Darby High School, and they scouted me, and they asked me to come down to Shibe Park for a tryout, and that's how I got started.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, but this was in the middle 30s, right?
That was in 1935.
Okay, but where were you before the 1943 season? I mean, how did you happen to come up to the A's in 43?
Well, I was with the A's in the latter half of 35, and in 36 they sent me to Williamsport of the Eastern League.
Mm-hmm.
And 37 and 38 I was with Elmira of the Eastern League. Then I went to Hazleton in 39 of, and they transferred to Lancaster.
I see.
And I played for Lancaster, and in 43 I was manager, outfielder, pitcher, and anything you can name. And
at Lancaster.
At Lancaster. We had players like George Kell and Billy DeMars, and they bought four of us at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
They bought Lou Flick and Major Bowles, a pitcher, and George Kell and myself.
Oh, I see. So you joined the A's at the end of the season then?
That's right, in 1943.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you go to spring training with the club in 44?
I went to spring training, yes. We went to Frederick, Maryland.
Right, and do you have any interesting stories about spring training up north?
Well, I don't have any interesting stories except that we played baseball in real heavy snow flurries.
Oh, really? Tell me about it.
We played the Yankees in Toronto, I remember, when it was snowing so hard that you couldn't hardly see the ball.
Mm-hmm.
The ball was the same color.
No kidding. You actually play while the snow was falling?
We sure did.
Gee whiz. I understand that you were living in a hotel there called the Francis Scott Key. I think that's what Lou Nurse said.
That's right, the Francis Scott Key Hotel.
Now, did the players all eat dinner together? I mean, was it like a training table? If you didn't make dinner on time, you went without? Or was it just a question of walking in the dining room? And
I think we just had certain hours, I mean, but I don't think the players ate at the same time. You know, it might have been an hour interval between some of them, but we didn't all go together.
I see. Anything else unusual about spring training that year?
Well,
you can remember any other funny stories about it?
No, not really. I started to play right field, I know, and JoJo White asked Mr. Mack if he'd put me in center field. I know that he was getting a little older, but there really wasn't any funny stories. It was all work.
I see. Okay. Do you have any interesting stories about travel restrictions or food and gas rationing while you were with the A's?
No, we traveled by train. We, of course, the furthest clubs west were St. Louis and Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And Chicago was 16 hours. We traveled by sleeper train, and St. Louis was 22 hours.
But did the A's have trouble getting Pullmans? I mean, did you often have to sleep in your seat?
No. No, we always got sleeping accommodations.
Mm-hmm. That's good. What about getting to the ballpark? I know gas was at a minimum. Did you have carpools or?
No, I lived in Drexel Hill. I lived at home, and I drove to the park every day.
Oh, I see. Okay. I believe early that season you broke up a 16-inning game against the Red Sox with a hit. Do you remember anything about that day?
Yeah, I remember that day. That was the last day I played in the outfield as a regular. I started out as a regular outfielder and played the first eight games, and I think I was instrumental in winning. We won five.
Mm-hmm.
And lost three, and I think I was instrumental in winning four of them.
I see.
And we come back from Boston, and on a Monday we didn't have a game scheduled, and we were down at the park to work out at 10 o'clock in the morning, and Earl Brucker come out of the dugout. He was our pitching coach, and he said, well, the old man, which they call Connie Mack, just turned an outfielder over to me to make a pitcher out of him, and it was me.
No kidding. Wow. You'd never pitched before?
Oh, yeah, sure. I led the Interstate League in pitching the year before. I played center field, and I hit 326 and drove in 109 runs and scored 112. I played every day, and every fourth day I pitched. I won 13 games in a row and led the league with a 13-3 record.
Boy, that's great. Now, had you been doing this for several years, combining outfield play and pitching? Or?
The only other time I pitched in organized ball was in 1937 at Elmira. We had clinched a pennant 9 days before the season ended, and we were playing Trenton, a doubleheader, and Bruno Bruno Betzel, our manager, said, if we win the first game, you're going to pitch the second, because I was always pitching bat in practice. Of course, I pitched in high school and in semi-pro around Philly. But I went out and organized ball as an outfielder.
Okay, well, how did you make out as a pitcher with the A's in 44?
Well, I had a no-one record. No wins and one loss.
No, but I mean, did things go tolerably well, or were you really cuffed about?
Well, no. When he changed me over to pitcher, I didn't get in a ball game for 6 weeks. I would pitch bat and practice 3 weeks to get in shape, as he said. And then I sat in the bullpen, and I was up and down many times, but I never got in a ball game until we got all the way back to Boston, which is 6 weeks. And then I relieved Jess Flores in the fourth inning. And the first 20-some innings I pitched, I didn't allow a run.
Boy, that's fine.
So then, this is a funny story.
Please.
We were in St. Louis, and the Browns had won the pennant that year, and they had a pitcher named Bob Moncrief. And he hadn't allowed us a run for 27 innings. So Mr. Mack came to me in St. Louis right after the last game, and he says, my boy, you've been doing wonderful in relief pitching. He says, I'm going to start you a game in Philadelphia. He says, but I don't know which one. I'll let you know. And JoJo White had the locker next to me, and he laughed. Being a veteran up there, he knew what was going on. And I said, what are you laughing about? He says, don't you know what he's doing? I said, no, I don't know what he's doing. He says, well, you're going to pitch in Philadelphia, and he doesn't know which game you're going to pitch. But the day Bob Moncrief pitches, you're going to pitch against him because we haven't got a run for 27 innings off it.
Did that, in fact, take place? Did you?
Yeah, I pitched in that ball game.
Against Moncrief?
And the first inning was my downfall. I got the first hitter out on an easy ground ball. I walked a hit batter. I got the next batter out. And I walked the next one, and up comes Junior Stevens, which was a pretty good hitter. I think
right.
He hit about 40
right.
home runs that year.
That's right.
And I had 2-2 on him, and I threw one would have hit him in the ear, and he hit it in the upper deck. So they got 3 runs the first inning, and we only lost 4-1. I pitched the whole ball game.
So that was your one loss.
Yeah, it was my one loss.
Tough one, yep. I see. I understand. I'm not sure if you knew about this, because it may have occurred in spring training in 43, but I understand the A's had a three-toed outfielder report to spring training.
Oh, that was,
who was that?
That was Hal Peck.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he traded three or four of... Well, I was in the deal. I think there was 3 players or maybe 4 that went... I think it was 4. There was Lou Flick and Burgo and myself and Rulo that were traded to Milwaukee for Hal Peck. He had led the American Association the year before in hitting with a 345 average. But I don't think it affected him much. He was a pretty good ball player,
so
and he
Peck
could run.
So Peck was the one with 3 toes.
That's right, Hal Peck.
Right, now apparently there was another guy who had just gotten discharged from the service, and he had filched some gloves from the Army camp where he was, and apparently gloves were in short supply then, but he had just stolen a couple and brought them to spring training for the A's. Do you know who that was?
I really don't know who that was.
Okay. What were your impressions of Connie Mack? What did you think of him as a man, as a manager?
Well, I thought he was a great man. I thought he was a good manager. Of course, he was getting old at the time. He was way up in his high 80s, and he was having trouble in remembering things. I remember when we were in Cleveland one day, and I was sitting in the lobby, and he come over to me, and he says, young man, you look familiar. Do I know you? And I was on his ball club.
And he said it in all
right, he was getting old, and he couldn't remember things. And well, that's the way it is, I guess, when you get old.
Right. Does anything else stand out in your mind about him? About how quickly he reacted to situations, or his knowledge of baseball, or something like
that? Well, he had a good knowledge of baseball. Of course, like I say, when I played for Mr. Mack, he was getting older, and but he was still pretty sharp.
I see. Would you like to comment on any other of the A's players? Do any members of the 43 or 44 team stand out in your mind?
Well, Bobo Newsom would have to stand out. I remember Bobo. He was a good pitcher. He lost four games in a row, won nothing, and
did he really?
Yeah, and each time he was taken out for a pinch hitter. Mm-hmm. This is another funny story to me, it is. I mean, that I was being changed over to a pitcher then. I was in the bullpen. And the third game that he was taken out in the ninth inning for a pinch hitter, he asked Mr. Mack, of course somebody told me this, I wasn't on the bench to hear it, but he asked Mr. Mack who he was going to put in to hit. And Mr. Mack looked around, he said, well, I have Charlie Metro, and I have Floyd Garrison, and I have Rosenthal. He says, I don't know, I haven't made up my mind. He says, well, if you're going to take me out of the game, put in a good hitter. You got the best hitter on your club sitting down in the bullpen.
Good.
And he meant me.
Oh, cool.
So after that, I did all the pinch hitting the rest of the year.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's something.
So I would have to remember Bobo.
Sure. Any other interesting stories about him? I know that he was quite a character.
I can't remember any. I mean, it's a little pretty far back. I guess if it wasn't so far back, I would remember more.
Mm-hmm. What about, there are several guys we could comment on. That team. What about George Kell? What do you remember about him when he broke in?
Well, George played for me the year before I managed Lancaster Red Roses in 43, and he hit .396.
Wow.
And that's pretty good hitting in any league.
Mm-hmm.
And, he was always a good, steady ball player.
Could you tell at that time that he was destined to be a great one, or was he still more or less learning the trade?
Well, he was more or less learning. I mean, if you looked at George, he did a jig up there, and he didn't look like he would have been as good a hitter as he was, but he sure could hit the ball.
Mm-hmm.
When he played for us in 43, he hit 90% of the balls he hit were into right field.
Mm-hmm.
But as he played in the big leagues and gained experience, I think he got away from that.
I see.
I think he pulled the ball a little more.
What do you remember about Russ Christopher and his heart condition?
Well, the only thing I remember of Russ, that he had a heart condition, but he really didn't show it out in the field.
Mm-hmm.
He was tall and slender. I mean, he probably could have used a little more weight, but
mm-hmm.
Condition, probably he didn't put it on.
I see. How about Jesse Flores, or Jess Flores? You mentioned him.
I remember Jesse because he had a terrific screwball.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Jesse was a screwball pitcher.
Yeah, Frank.
Wasn't
Frank's
exceptionally fast, but he had a really good screwball.
Mm-hmm. How about Dick Siebert?
Well, Dick was a real good ball player. He's a pretty good field and first baseman, and he hit the ball good.
Mm-hmm.
He was a minister's son. I think he's still coaching at Minnesota University.
Yeah. What about Irving?
I had some correspondence from him. I coached at Franklin and Marshall College for 10 years.
Did you?
And, of course, we were teammates down there. And,
mm-hmm.
And I heard from him a couple times.
Fine. What about Irv Hall? I think he was the wartime infielder.
Yeah, he was a second baseman. I think he was from Baltimore. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Irv. Good fielder, never hit much.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he had enough to stay up there quite a few years.
How about Eddie Bush?
Eddie was bought from Elmira, I think. He played shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
And, he was fair ball. But we finished tied for fifth that year
mm-hmm.
with Cleveland. So
we
had some fair ball players.
That's the one year the A's went up.
Yeah, we had some fair ball players. We
right.
finished tied for fifth.
Uh-huh. Anyone else that I haven't mentioned?
We had Lumen Harris that managed Houston and Atlanta. He was one of our pitchers. He was a pretty good pitcher.
He was my fourth interview.
Lumen,
yeah.
Yes.
Tell me an interesting story about Bobo Newsom and some of the others giving him a Navy duffel bag full of $101 bills before he went into the service.
Then we had Jittery Joe Burry.
Yeah, Jittery Joe.
Relief pitcher.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember anything special about Jittery Joe?
No, except he was pretty jittery, but he did pretty good. He got him out.
I understand he got that nickname because of his temperament more
yeah.
than anything else. He was a high-strung, nervous...
Yeah, he
was
nervous, and he kicked around the dirt and
mm-hmm.
went through a lot of motions before he pitched, not, pulling up his pants and fixing his hat and
mm-hmm.
kicking the dirt. And
fine. How about Elmer Vallo? I guess he went into service in the middle of 43. I guess you didn't play with him.
I knew Elmer well, though. I see him yet. I think he's still scouting for the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
And Elmer was at Wilmington when I managed Lancaster.
Mm-hmm.
Wilmington had a pretty fair ball club, too. They had Mackiewicz and Elmer Vallo and quite a few ball players that came up.
Mm-hmm.
Abernathy. Joe Rullo.
Yeah.
Wilkins, the
shortstop. I understand Rullo passed away.
Yeah. I would say about 3 years ago, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I ran into Joe one day when I was coaching F&M. We went down to play Penn, and Joe was their freshman coach.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember anything specific about the first day you showed up at Chi Park after you had gotten the call?
The first day I showed up, Lena Blackburn was there, and he was working ball players out in the morning, you know, tryouts like.
Yeah.
And there must have been 30 or 35 down there. And